it's been an absolutely amazing game here at Mellon Park. It has ebbed and flowed. One minute I thought Oma were going to win it. Then it was Brough and Brough looking very strong. But the final score was Oma 27, Brough 26. The home team outscored their opposition by 5-4. So Oma come away with 5 points from this game and Brough 1 point. Well, really, it was a tremendous comeback from the Oma side, because at one stage, with about 15 minutes to go, Brough looked pretty strong, and at that stage they're going really, really well. So certainly it was something else. Starting off, Kenny, after 14 minutes, it was Ryan Mitchell opened the scoring for Oma. That was 5 points to nil. Back came the Brough men, and their number six, Tyler Jones, scores from a tap penalty. Fullback Kevin McManus converting, making it 7 points to five. Then 35 minutes, the same combination did it again. Jones burrowing over and McManus converting. So that was 14 points to 5 after 35 minutes. And certainly at that stage, the home team were in a bit of a panic. But back we came strongly, and after three scrums, they eventually moved the ball left, and it was fullback Ali Beckett went over. So 14-10 at half-time, game pretty even. Brough will probably rue the fact that in the 41st and 48th minute, their fullback McManus missed two penalties, both hard kicks, but both kickable, one hitting the post. But on 55 minutes then, they extended their lead with a third try when their centre, Jack O'Grady, went over. Conversion was being missed. Back came over then strongly, and a great break saw Oma get over without half Scott Elliott. And that was 19 points to 15. But again, ebb and flow. Brough weren't to be... came back again. Oma came back attacking, a great Beckett run, and then Stuart McCain, they were given a penalty. McCain took it quickly, brought over, and it was Elliott converted 22 points to 19 to Oma. Again, back came the Munster men, and it was their captain, Hooker John Cleary, went over. Out half David O'Grady, he converted 26-22, 5 minutes on the clock. But then with 2 minutes remaining, Oma again showed great play, good combination stuff. They really fought hard to get up to the halfway line. They looked in a good position. Brough had committed a lot of players to the breakdown, and they had a wee bit on the outside, and out half Elliott, he saw a slight gap, and from about 40 metres put the burners on, and he raced away. Unfortunately, he missed a conversion, but that was enough to see them through 27-26. I should add that the referee today was Gráinne Crabtree, a former City Derry and Ulster hooker, and I have to say everybody here was very, very impressed with the referee. And you know what, in that last 10 minutes it was very easy, but she kept her cool and was very good playing advantage law. And I think everybody was very, very impressed with her. From Oma's point of view, they get the 5 points. They're now only 1 point behind Brough in fourth position still. And that puts a big gap between themselves and the other teams in this league. But a tremendous game of rugby for anybody that hasn't got an interest in either side. And certainly you have to say that Brough, who last year had to play a relegation game to stay up, have certainly come back very, very strongly. And certainly some of the rugby they played today was very good. But Oma will be delighted with this comeback. And as I say, it wasn't their best performance, but when they needed to do it, they did it. And that's the thing that matters. So final score here from Mellon Park, All-Ireland League Division 2C. It was Oma 27, Brough 26.